a little about yourself as a creative type. How did you get into acting and playwriting to begin with?
I got started through little local plays, workshops, like acting workshops. Eva Thomas ran one on Walpole Island when I was in like grade 7. And she talked about this audition notice she saw for an upcoming production with Theatre Kent for Peter Pan. And so she encouraged me to audition. I did. And then I got a role in the play. So that was kind of my start. Continued throughout high school and post-secondary. I went to Seneca College for acting. And then it's really been snowballing from there.
Things have really taken off. You have a number of shows. You're acting in a production at Stratford. You have a number of shows in Toronto that are getting underway, including a show that gets underway at the world premiere this week. Tell me a little about this production.
This play is called Niche, and essentially it's a coming-of-age comedy. It's set on a nameless reserve. Maybe it's Walpole, or like inspired by Walpole Island. Maybe it's not. I don't know. But it's set in southwestern Ontario, and it follows the Little family, namely Lena Little, who's the youngest, as she's preparing to leave home for the first time to go off to school. It's she's the first in her family to do it, and she's really nervous. She's really not sure what her future holds, and she's also trying to figure out if she really like can do this on her own. So in the midst of all of this, in her panic, she meets Sam Thomas, who is returning to the reserve after many years away. So they kind of cross paths at a really interesting time when they're both searching for a sense of self, a sense of discovery, and it, you know, whatever follows that. Like, there's lots of awkwardness, there's lots of comedic moments, there's lots of, in the theatrical sense, like projections and lights and sounds, and yeah, the whole world really comes alive.
How important is it to you to be telling Indigenous stories in this way?
Oh, it's super important because it hasn't always been there. I think about my experience growing up, even just around Walpole and Wallaceburg. Like, we weren't always studying Indigenous playwrights or plays, and so I didn't know a lot growing up. So now that I'm more engrossed in the world, I'm trying to make sure that the stories that I longed for growing up are there.
In your sort of circle of being in these productions, both in Toronto and in Stratford and elsewhere, are you noticing more Indigenous voices that are being raised?
I am. It's so exciting to be part of it. Oh my gosh, yeah. There's so many more voices that I had no idea, and maybe they had the same thought as I did when I was coming up, like, oh, we need more this, more that, more experience. Wide Indigenous voices and stories and histories. Yeah, because it just wasn't talked about.
And when you're back in Walpole Island, the Chatham-Kent area in general, when you're back home, do you find that there's been any sort of change when it comes to how Indigenous people in general, but just sort of the spirit of getting these stories out, do you find that there's more awareness now?
That's a good question. I mean, I was just reading on Facebook last night, actually, a post from someone from Walpole saying that the high school WD is doing an Indigenous play for the drama festival. And that never would have happened when I was in school. So I'm really excited about that and so bummed to miss it. But yeah, it feels like there's more awareness now, and it feels like people are at a place where they're ready to listen and take in our stories. Which I'm so thrilled about.
No doubt. And it's very exciting for someone who lives in Chatham-Kent to see a local voice being on that larger stage and getting more visibility and more engagement and more awareness. You've got your show opening, as we mentioned, coming up on April 12th. Is this a very tense time for you? Are you excited? How are things going with you personally?
Yeah, I feel like it's also surreal. It all feels like a dream because I always thought about like, oh, it'll feel like this, it'll feel like that. But I feel like actually there's so much going on that I don't have much time to process it. Processing will happen later, I'm also the artistic director at the theater company that's producing the play, Niche. So I'm wearing a couple of different hats. I'm like bouncing around from like a meeting to rehearsal to other meetings to back to rehearsal. So yeah, it's a lot, and I'm trying my best to balance it all. I don't know if I'm doing the greatest job, but hey, it's all exciting work. So I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah, no doubt. And maybe we can, I know we're not Toronto, but maybe we can get some of your shows on stage a little closer to home at some point too.
I would love that so much. Yeah, the excitement around the play has been really, really humbling, you know, because I wrote the play with home in mind. I was thinking about not specific people, but also just the feeling of it. I love the feeling of summer on Walpole, and so I tried my best to write that in and to make sure that folks in Toronto get a sense of it, because it's kind of unlike anything else.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, congratulations on all the success you've had so far and with all of the things you have coming up in the next few months as well. Joelle, it has been an absolute pleasure speaking with you.
You too. Thank you so much.